are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Psalm 30, turn in your Bibles again. David says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You have not let my foes rejoice over me, O Lord my God. I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody say amen. Now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face when I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you, Lord? I'm not going to leave this earth before my time. I'm going to fulfill the plan and the purpose of God, and you will be glorified. Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, my helper, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. I want you to know God is a good God, that God loves you, that God is with you, that God is for you, and that God will have the final say in your life. I don't care how bad things may seem tonight or how tough the battle that you may face tonight. The promises of God are still yea and amen. You still need to believe the dream that God has for you. Our God is still a miracle worker. Nothing is still impossible with God. And the fact that you are here tonight means that God still has a plan with your life. You're not in the grave, so you still have a voice, so you can still praise God. So somebody right now there in Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, give the Lord a praise offering. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't die in the winter. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Tough times will come. But be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. In 1 John 5, verse 4, the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So no matter how things look in the natural, our God is alive. He's a supernatural God. He's a God who is not bound, and his word is not bound. And we're not only talking about negative challenges. We're talking about challenges to expand God's kingdom, challenges to play for the Springbok rugby team, challenges to be a top businessman, challenges to find a wife. For some of you, that's the biggest challenge in your life, okay? I want you to know tonight our God is a mighty deliverer. I said, our God is a mighty deliverer. He still is a present help in times of need. I want you to know, and I said it last Sunday night from Pretoria at the beginning of my sermon, God is real, family. We're not busy with some philosophy. We're not so busy with some man's teaching. God is real. And this God, the creator of the universe, says, I am for you. And if I'm for you, who can be against you? This God, the creator of the universe, says, I've got your back. He says, I hold you in the palm of my hand. He says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We're not talking about a little God. We're talking about the creator of the universe, the God that is omnipotent. That means all-powerful, omnipresent. He's everywhere. Omniscient, he's all-wise. The God who knows how to get you out of the lion's den. The God who knows how to get you to the palace just in the nick of time. We serve a God who is able tonight, a God who makes a way where there seems to be no way, a God who opens a door that no one can shut, a God who makes a way in the river, a God who makes a path through the Red Sea, a God who will deliver his people. Come on, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even if the fiery furnace is heated 7 times, God will be there, because the word of the Lord, the Bible says, has been tested in the furnace of the earth. So no matter how hot your hell is tonight, God is there, and God is able to sustain you. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil, because God is with you, and God will sustain you, and God will keep you, and God will deliver you in Jesus' name. He is a God who is a way maker. He is the God of the turnaround. He is the God of the comeback. Just when people think it's all over and Rocky's lying and the ref is counting 8, 9, then we know bum, 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 whatever the tune was. Eye of the tiger, whatever it was, and yeah, Rocky stumbles back. All you've got to do is get back up again. All you've got to do is never give up hope. You have to keep on keeping on. If life throws you a curveball, you have to go stronger in the name of Jesus. If the enemy attacks you, you have to praise louder in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to get up with more determination. Never take a white handkerchief and call a truce with the devil. Never lie there and wave your hanky and give up. But you have to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Bible says in Mark 10:27, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God, for with God all things are possible. That means God can get you to your destination on time. That means God can deal with that cancer in your body. That means God can open an opportunity for you. That means God can get you to the right person at the right time in the name of Jesus. That means that God can heal your physical body, that God can do a miracle in your life in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 32:27, God says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You know, sometimes we look at our lives and we think we are the only one going through this. But my Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 that there is no temptation that has overtaken you but such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will with every trial, test, and tribulation make a way that you may bear it, or make a way that you may escape it. So sometimes things can be tough. Life can be tough. Jesus said storms will come. In Matthew 7, He said storms will come. The floods will come. The rains will descend. The winds will blow. Be sure that your house is built upon the rock, because the house that is built upon the rock, the Word of God, is the house that will stand. Family, we believe God's Word more than anything else. We keep our faith in God. We keep our hope in God, no matter what we see. We keep our confession going that God is a good God, that His mercy endures forever. And we never become part of that critical bunch or that cynical bunch. We never become sulky and sullen and doubt what God says. Watch David's relationship with God. He says, God, I'm too young to go to the grave. Those in the grave do not praise you. What profit is in there in my demise? What profit is there if I die early? What profit is there if I lose my business? God, I want to finance your kingdom. God, I want to play for the Springboks for your glory. God, I want to stand for you on the mountaintop. God, be merciful unto me. And that is the relationship that you need with God. A real living relationship where you can talk with God and understand that you can stand before the throne of God because it's a throne of grace. You come there by a new and a living way through the blood of Jesus Christ. That you are not disqualified because of what you did. You are qualified because of what He did 2,000 years ago. Your righteousness is not your works, but your righteousness is what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago. The Bible says God made Him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So tonight you have access into the presence of God. You have access in the throne room of God. Isn't that amazing? That the Bible says not one hair on your head is touched without God knowing it. He's numbered your hair. Some of you, He doesn't have to count anymore. And some of us, He has to count less. But thank God He still has to count. Amen, Quibus. Number one, you have to keep hope alive no matter what. Everybody say, keep hope alive. What is hope? Hope is a favorable expectation that deals with the future. If you have a setback, you don't take a step back. You focus on God's intended outcome. You keep hope alive. You keep your focus on the Word of God, the promises of God. Because without hope, you will not have a spirit of joy, and you will not have peace, and you will not have faith operating. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if the devil can steal your hope, he will neutralize you. No matter how bad, no matter how far you are, no matter what happened in your life, you have to keep hope alive, no matter what the doctor says. And we thank God for the doctors. As I say, we have many doctors on this platform leading the church in praise and worship, specialists many, and we recognize, I say it always, because when you teach on faith, people always think God doesn't use the doctor. We thank God for the doctor. We thank God for the banker. We thank God for the candlestick maker. We thank God for absolutely everybody. We recognize everybody. But we know there are certain things that man cannot do, that only God can do. So when we live, we need to keep our hope in God. When you have a setback, a trial, a tribulation, you believe in God for this and the opposite happens. What do you do? It's a winter season. You're not going to die in the winter season. You're going to continue and keep up like those visuals. You're going to press through the storms of life, and you're going to keep your eyes on the goalpost. You're going to reach your destination in God's divine timing. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, Abraham, against hope, in hope believed. He did not consider the deadness of his own body, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God had promised, he was able to perform. I don't care how tough or how bad things are, God is able. Somebody say, my God is able, in Jesus' name. So hope will carry you through your trial and your tribulation. Romans 5, the Bible says in verse 3, not only that, but we also glory in tribulation. We don't collapse, we don't fall apart when we go through trials and tribulations. We glory because we know something. That tribulation produces perseverance, meaning we keep on. We keep on. We don't negotiate or renegotiate the plan of God because we are going through a difficult season. And perseverance produces character. And character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. Hallelujah. You hold on to hope. Hope will bring you to your destination in God's timing, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Romans 8, verse 24, the Bible says, but hope that is seen is not hope. So we hope for something because we can't see it. We hope for a better life because we don't have the better life in the natural. That's why Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. He promises you a better future. I mean, nowhere in this Bible will you find God who promises you a miserable future. As a matter of fact, he takes you from a miserable past and he sets you into a glorious, beautiful future. He takes you out of the land of bondage, Egypt, and he sets you on the highway of holiness right to the land of abundance, the promised land. That's the God that you serve. So God wants to take you higher. God wants to take you further. God's not got a stick in his hand to knock you over your head. He's not there to teach you a lesson by breaking your arm. That's not the God that you serve. God only has good things for you. He's a good God. And James 1:17, the Bible says, every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. So God only has good things in store for you. You cannot change yesterday, but you can pursue tomorrow. Say a good amen. Come on, you have to get this. Young generation, your whole future is upon you and in front of you. No matter how bad things were when you were 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, do not be defined by the tragedies of yesterday, by the crises of yesterday. Be defined by what God says. He says, weeping endures for a moment, joy comes in the morning. I will restore you. I will redefine you. I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will set you on a path of righteousness for my name's sake. That's the God that you serve. There's not a person in this Bible that followed God that was worse off. And there is not a person in this room that will be worse off if you give everything to God. Say amen. Because you better believe it. Otherwise, you have to go follow something else. Amen. Number two, keep hope alive. Number two, keep faith alive in your heart. Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1, he says, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Verse 8, he says, we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed. The word means puzzled and bewildered at what is happening, but never in despair. Because when we don't know, God knows, and God will make a way. That's why we keep our faith and our focus on God, no matter how bad things become. As I said earlier, even if the fire becomes hotter 7 times, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego never bowed their knee. They never caved in to pressure. They never allowed the spirit of fear to get a hold of them. They held on to their faith. The Bible says, persecuted, not destroyed, struck down, but persecuted, not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed. Verse 13, we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written. I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Don't voice your tragedy. Don't speak your problem. Jesus taught us clearly, speak to the mountain, not about the mountain. Whoever says to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things he says will come to pass. He will have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Verse 25, Mark 11, and when you stand praying, forgive. Amen. Because faith works by love. Make sure your relationships with people are right. Verse 16, we do not lose heart. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Weeping endures for a moment. Joy. Winter endures for a moment. Summer is coming. Verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, But the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 5 or 7, for we walk by, say it, we walk by faith and, come on, say it, we walk by and not by, we walk by and not by, we walk by and not by, we walk by and not by. So then why are you so moved by what you see? Why do you lose your joy by what you see? If the Bible says we walk by faith, we walk by what God says in His Word and not by sight. Because what we see are temporal, what we do not see are eternal. So we replace what we see with what we cannot see, which is the Word of God, which is the substance of our faith, which is the Word of God. Faith, the Word is the substance of our faith, the evidence of things not seen. So you have to build your life on the Word of God. You have to keep your focus on the Word of God. You cannot be a lazy Christian and think you will inherit the promised land. The Bible says through faith and patience we inherit the promises. Amen. Remember the Shunammite woman, after her son died, the son of promise, she went to Elijah, to his room, and laid him on the bed of promise. Then she went to Elisha, and when he sent his servant Gehazi to her, asking her, is it well? She said, it is well. Don't talk yourself out of the victory. Don't nurse and curse and rehearse your setbacks in life. Don't voice your problems in life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O God. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 6 verse 2, you are snared, entrapped by the words of your mouth. Proverbs says, he that opens wide his mouth will have destruction. So spare your words, and it says, he that spares his words will spare his life. Spare your words and spare your life. Number 3, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, no, come on, you better switch on to Radio Revival right now, because I'm not preaching this for me, I'm preaching this for you. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, years back in a vision as I was praying, when this building was just that little building, 1,500-seater, and the platform was there in that corner, I'll never forget, in a prayer meeting as I was praying, I saw like the Israelites encamped, having just a feast, and I saw the hordes of hell in a vision, marching against them. Spirit of God revealed to me that the Israelites were a type of the church of today. And those Philistines marching against them, the demonic hordes of hell. As I watched, something happened which changed my whole life and changed the whole atmosphere in this ministry. And you'll understand why. As those hordes of hell marched, the children of Israel raised up their heads. And they did something weird. They did not grab their weapons. They started praising and rejoicing in the Lord with a loud voice. And as they praised and rejoiced before the Lord, I saw this look of confusion on the faces of the enemy. And I saw the ranks of the enemy begin to fall apart. And I saw eventually the enemy scattered. As the Bible says, let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. God said to me very clearly in that prayer meeting, the voice on the battleground is the voice of rejoicing. Keep the voice of rejoicing in my house and you will always see my deliverance. Come on, somebody shout with a voice of rejoicing. Come on. If Satan cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your goods. Did you get that? If Satan cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your goods. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says there, the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. I mean, some of you are too serious. You are so young and it looks like you're sucking lemons all day and all week. You need to put a smile on your dial. You need to take a chill pill, which is the gospel, amen, and believe the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and just look alive, because the grave is empty and Jesus Christ is alive and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Somebody shout a shout of joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Something I realize, somebody else cannot pray for you. There are times they can stand in the gap for you as an intercessor, but you need to learn to pray for yourself. Somebody else cannot believe for you. There are times they can believe for you, but you have to believe God for yourself. You have to train your muscle. You have to build your faith muscle. You also have to build your rejoicing and praising muscle. I know it doesn't make sense. You know, I think Christians must start reading their Bibles. Because you think the black person is not your brother, or you think the white person is not your brother. But the Bible says God, the Bible says God is made from one blood. That's why when you're in an accident, they don't say the color of the person who donated the blood. Because the blood is no different. The life is in the blood. And the Bible says, God, listen, the Bible says God has made of one blood every nation. One blood. One blood. So if you are killing your brother, it's not xenophobia, it's murder. It's Cain. You're killing your brother. You mistreat your brother, you're killing your brother. And that's where the gospel is so different. The gospel brings healing, wholeness, reconciliation. We don't serve God based on who we are on the outside. We serve God based on who we are on the inside. The Bible says there's neither Jew nor Gentile, no slave nor free. There is one. It is Satan that tries to divide. He's the author of division. He's the destroyer. So do not follow an agenda that does not bring reconciliation, because it's an unworthy cause. It's a rebel without a cause, like the Apostle Paul. Some of you need a cause, a righteous cause, and that is the cause of Jesus Christ as a politician. Lift up his name. I understand that you represent everybody in the nation and you represent a vast constituency, but you have to be apolitical. You represent the people. You represent all people. You speak to all people. You love all people the same. You do not say, this is our people. Then who are the other people? We are all family, children of this nation. We are all born in this country. We are all going into the ground the day we die. There is no white, there is no black. Come on, we need to give God a praise and put the enemy to flight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, I love my brother. I love my sister. I love my brother. I love my sister. I stand for what is right in Jesus' name, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He shed his blood for this entire world in Jesus' name. Say amen. Come on, sir. Find somebody that doesn't look like you. Give them a high five and say, I love you, man. Come on, come on, come on. Break your comfort zone. Stop that nonsense. They're different to us. Eradicate the language, the whiteies. Get rid of it. The darkies. Get rid of it. Oh, get rid of it. The church, the church, the church. The church, the church of Jesus Christ. Come on, the church of Jesus Christ. The world will sit up and pay attention when the church gets his act or her act together in the name of Jesus. The church washed in the blood of Jesus. The church empowered, united by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, there is nothing greater than the church of Jesus Christ. That's why we stand united. We stand united wherever we find ourselves. We speak up for our brother and our sister in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Feel the presence of God on that word every time. The Holy Spirit takes me back there. This is our time. The devil will not have his way. This is our time. The devil will not have his day. This is our time. This is the time of South Africa, where South Africa will be a blessing to the nations of the world. What the enemy is trying to divide, God has united, and no power, no weapon formed against this nation shall prosper. This nation will be the blessed nation. This nation will have favor with the nations of the world, and many of you will go to the nations of the world as ambassadors of God, and you will bring healing to other nations and to foreign countries in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask you to defuse the plans of the enemy. Break the power of the devil over this nation, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you said in your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a blood-washed South Africa, a united South Africa, a blessed South Africa. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. We proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord over Cape Town, over Johannesburg, Pretoria, Bloemfontein, Durban, over the whole of South Africa. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Take your seat. Thank you. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Tell you what, I feel the presence of God up here. If I wasn't the pastor, I'd just go like, trying to preach life in some of you, preach hope in some of you, preach faith in your belly, fire in your belly, love in your heart, in the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. The presence of God is all over this place. You're sitting here tonight, you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. If I die tonight, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. Maybe you're sitting here tonight, you've given your life to Jesus at one time, but some crisis, some tragedy, something that happened caused your heart to wander away from God and you've lost your peace in your relationship with God. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you just don't have peace with God. A relationship with God is more real than anything else, more real than the breath that you breathe. And I want to tell you tonight that this God loves you. This that you're experiencing in your heart tonight is the presence of a loving God, a God who doesn't judge you or condemn you, but a God who loves you and a God who calls you to come home just as you are. Doesn't matter where you've been, how low you have sunk, God loves you. He sent His Son 2,000 years ago to die just for you. In John chapter 3, Jesus said, "You must be born again. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Maybe you're in a bad place. Maybe you've got anger raging in your heart. Certain things that I said tonight triggered you. But you know I'm talking the truth. And there's the desire in your heart to get connected to God, to give your life to Him. Then I want to pray for you. Pray this prayer with me, everybody. Everybody standing here tonight, God loves you. Pray this prayer right now. Pray with all your heart. Believe. Say this. Say, "Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Thank you that you love me so much that you died for me. I believe with all my heart you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight, I submit myself to you. I surrender my life to you. I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Forgive my sin. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power tonight to be your child. I surrender all to you. Use me, Father, to bring healing to others, to bring hope to this country. I trust you with my future, that your plan for my life is a good plan. Today, things will change in my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I surrender everything to you in Jesus' name. Amen."
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.